All right, well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. He put us here to be ministers, His ministers of reconciliation, to be His church, to be His body, the body of Christ, you know, and go out into the world and reconcile people and bring people back. Share Jesus with them, amen?
Amen.
And let them know He loved them so much. He didn't put them here to be lost. He put them here to be winners and champions for Him and overcomers, amen?
Yeah.
So let's remember that. Hallelujah. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio or video. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about this. We're in the month of giving. November, December, a month of giving. And our message today is give it all to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Or you can say, cast it all on Him. Amen. So why are you still holding on to Him? You know what? Give Him a present. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. Cast is not just handing over. Cast is just a forced give, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, hallelujah. So leave change when you come, you know. Don't leave the same person. Don't just sit and let it go by you and say, man, my mind was on a game. My mind was on all this week coming up, and I got so many priorities, you know. My mind was somewhere else. Well, yeah, you know what? Because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And he don't want you to get anything. And he don't want you to change. He wants you to be the same.
Yes.
You know, don't be a prisoner of your past. We're going to see that in a few minutes. But leave a changed person. The Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. And let them include their feet. So all you have to do is make yourself available. Who He wants to use. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Be a participator, not a spectator. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And this, see yourself the way He sees you. You know, the world sees you. The world says, you're not good enough. You're not qualified. You can do nothing. But His word says, He sees you a winner, He sees you a champion, and He sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to be a winner.
Amen.
Amen. And who's He going to use? He's the head and we're the body. We're the church. This building we assemble ourselves together is not the church. We are the church. When you see yourself that way, you know what? Again, see yourself the way He sees you. You're a winner.
Amen.
You're a minister. His ministers of reconciliation, going out and bringing the lost back to Him. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm excited. I don't know about you. If you're not, we got to pray for you and get you saved. Amen. Anyway, grab your Bibles and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Since I am what it says I am. I have what it says I am.
I can
do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be talking with God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. This is my Bible. You know what the Bible is? The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's His word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And before we get into the message, and it goes like this. Let go and let God.
Mm.
I mean, we can practice this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
As often as needed. It's just let go and let God. Some days you are too concerned about many things.
Mm.
We are reminded of Martha running around in the busyness, the frustration, disappointment, complaining and grumbling about what others have left for her to do. Amen. We always blame somebody else. Man, why am I always doing this? You know? It says, why not be like Mary and go and let go of all the cares, concerns, frustration, and disappointments, and complaints, and just sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to spend more time that way with Him. Amen. We need to spend more time with Him. Cast it on Him. It says, we can learn a lot from Mary. Amen. So don't be carrying all these extra weights and concerns and cares yourself. Amen. Give it to Him. Amen. One more. It says, working together. Work together with Him.
Yeah.
We need to put on all we need to put all the thoughts and that contradict and oppose the Word of God out of our minds. Again, the battlefield is the mind.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And we need to renew our minds as often as needed. Not just once a day, but as often as needed. Because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to attack your mind and put bad thoughts in there. You know what? If you're thinking bad things, if you concentrate on it, it's going to come out of you. Your words, your actions are going to change. So we got to renew our minds to what the Word says.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah. He reminds us of what the Word says. And it is up to us to remain close enough to Him to hear His warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you be thinking about these things. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to cast down those vain imaginations and wrong thoughts. Renew your mind with the Word of God. He always does His part. We must do our part.
Amen.
Amen. Again, He went to the cross. He paid the price. And He's done all these things. He defeated the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. He's a defeated foe.
Yes,
but
is.
You know, if you let Him, He can take control. Amen. Wow. As a matter of fact, keep going, Carmen. We got some things here we want to show it to you in a few minutes. But don't let Him take control. You take control of Him.
Amen.
You take authority. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and He's got to flee from you.
Yes.
You know what? He's got to obey the Word of God.
Yes, He does.
But it's got to come out of you. You got to get it in so it can come out.
Amen.
And you speak it out. When He hears the Word, you know what? He's got to obey what the Word of God says, and He's got to go. Amen. Amen. It says, give it all to Jesus. Keep going. Mm-hmm. We got some good ones here for you. It says, we got lots of problems out there, but you know what? It says, magnify Him and not the problem, no. Or anything else.
That's it.
Amen. Magnify Him, Lord. Spend time with Him. Keep going. It says, be happy, be joyful, and it drives people crazy. It drives the enemy crazy, too. You know, people, you laugh, you smile, and they're having a bad day, a sad day, you know, and it happens all the time. And they see you smiling, they want to know, why are you so joyful?
Uh-huh.
You know all the problems are throwing around? Yeah, but you know what? The greater one is in me. Amen. And it sets me free. Thank you. Keep going.
Yes.
Just don't let the devil or anyone steal your joy. They want to do this all the time. The Bible says, joy of the Lord is our
strength.
Amen. So don't give it up. I'm not going to give it up. I don't care what is going on. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So don't let the devil or anyone, you know, if you're unsaved, the devil's going to use you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you just say, well, I'm just going to be neutral. Well, you can be as lukewarm as you want to be and not be involved, but you know what? He's still using you because you're being real worthy.
Yeah.
Amen. And you need to decide whether you're going to serve him, the devil, or you're going to serve God. But if you're going to serve God, you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no other way. Keep going. These are good. Keep going. Praise God. It says, let go of the past. Never be a prisoner of your past. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence. And remember, He's dropped the charges. When you confess to Him, He forgives and forgets. You need to do the same thing. Because the enemy is going to use people of reminding you of your past.
Yeah.
And it's always a past. You know, it's been 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 years. And you're still a prisoner of your past.
Uh-huh.
It's time you give it up. Amen. Don't let that dictate to you. Amen. Let it go. Confess it and say, hey, just give it to Him. Cast it on Him. We're going to be talking a whole lot about giving it to Jesus. Amen. Keep going. Okay. Stop right there. Praise God. So, give it to Jesus. The month of November and December are months of giving, joy, and happiness. Amen? So, you know what? Thanksgiving holiday is over, but we don't stop giving thanks to Him on a daily basis. You think about it. He does all these things for us. And if you don't know what else to say, just say thank you. Give thanks to Him. Amen? And we're going to be going through some scriptures. Give thanks to Him daily, not once a year. For some people, it's once a year because they, you know what? They enjoy their time off. They enjoy eating time. They enjoy sports time. They enjoy party times. And most of all, they enjoy me time. It's my time. You know, I do what I want to do. Amen. Well, praise God, you know, when Jesus came, He did what the Father asked Him to do. And He fulfilled His mission.
Amen.
And He didn't get caught up in the fleshly things and the worldly things. If you're not focused on the things of God, this world's going to have you in a heartbeat. And that's easy.
Yes.
Amen. Because we fight a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that you serve Him. Amen. Renew your mind with the Word of God and press on. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. As Christians, we will daily renew, recharge, and press on.
Mm-hmm.
And give Him thanks. Give thanks to Him. Be excited. Be stirred up.
Yes.
And be fired up for Him. You know, yesterday I looked at a few college games that were going on, football games going on.
Mm-hmm.
And man, them fans was in the cold, you know, halfway dressed. And boy, they were shouting and screaming and doing all kinds of things. Man, they were in their worldly church. But you know, there's a lot of Christian players. There's a lot of Christian people go there. But if you're seeking Him first, you can still go and enjoy it.
Yes, yes.
But still, you know, when we come to church, we don't have our best attitude. We got an attitude of just being bored. I'm not being grateful. You know, we just come and sit and meet our church quota so we can go and do whatever we want to do because our mind was not here. The word went right over your head. And what happened? I don't know, but I didn't catch anything.
Mm.
He was just talking away, or she was just talking away. The speaker was just talking, and I didn't receive nothing. And you were not going to receive it, food, man. When you go fishing and you catch a fish, you know, you got your net and you scoop it up. You net it. Well, you got to catch the word.
Yes.
Amen. And apply it and be obedient to what the word tells you to do.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah. I'm preaching better than amen.
Right,
it says, be excited, be stirred up, be fired up for Him. Much to gain and nothing to lose, but sin, distractions, bad company, bad habits, wasted time, and excuses time. Man, we have so many. We're kings and queens of excuses. We have big lists. You know, we probably never run out of excuses why we don't have time for Him. It's not just coming to church, it's having time for Him. We got time for everything else. Amen. Except Him. Don't let circumstances dictate you and the kind of day or life you're going to have.
That's it.
Amen. The Bible says in John 10:10, the last part of it, well, the enemy says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But it's up to us. Amen. To live that life abundantly. That's what He wants us to do. So don't let circumstances dictate to you. And if you let it, it will.
Yeah.
Because you know, as you walk out, well, you don't even have to walk out. You turn the TV on and all they got is bad news.
Yeah.
You know, how many killings, how many this and that and negative things going on. Bad news. The only good news I know about is the gospel.
Mm.
The word of God is the good news.
Yeah.
Amen. So praise God. But you know, you get bombarded on by TV, by cell phone, by whatever it is that you receive or people around you. You got to keep your mind renewed on a daily basis. Otherwise, you know what? They just dumping all this trash on you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give yourself a spiritual bath with the Word of God. Renew your mind and press on what He wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these are distractions coming against you.
Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone or anything steal your time of giving thanks to Him.
That's it.
Because they will. If you take all the cares of the world, you ain't got time for Him.
Yes.
You're too concerned about yourself and well, how am I going to fix this?
Mm.
Well, He's already fixed it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He knows what to do.
Yes.
And He knows how to take care of it. He's already took care of it.
Yes.
And He knows how to deal with it better than we can.
Yes. Thank you.
Give it all to Jesus. Is about starting a carefree new day by starting a carefree new month, a new year. We're getting to to the end of the year.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to close out this year and open a new year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Leave the past. Leave the cares behind.
Yes.
Don't bring them. Don't drive them to you with you to the new day.
No.
Amen. We got some scriptures for you. We're going to share in a few minutes. But it's Psalms 118:24.
Mm-hmm.
And we read this all the time, but easy to read verse. It says, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
This is a new day the Lord has given us.
Yes.
He says, let us rejoice and be happy today.
Yes.
Amen. Don't let the pressures, the priorities of this world
mm-hmm.
dictate to you.
Mm-hmm.
The cares, the concerns. New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. He's given us this new day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You can personalize that and just say,
amen.
I will
yes.
rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, praise God. Forgive, forget, let go, and let God, and give it all to Him. Putting the past behind and pressing on. That's what He wants us to do. He says, get up, go home. He told the crippled man. He says, get up, go home. Pick up your bed and go home. Mm. What He wants you to do is just cast it on me and get up and press on. Because I got plans for you. I got a mission for you. But you're not going to fulfill it, you know, with all of just sitting down and doing nothing and having a pity party. That ain't going to help you. Just don't bring the past, the cares, the problems, and burdens into the new day.
That's it.
Amen? So praise God. So it seems like cares and problems are increasing.
Oh, boy.
You know, you know, they're going to increase, especially if you don't give it to them, if you don't cast it on you. Mm-hmm. It's going to weigh you down.
Yes, it will.
Listen to this. Some feel like there's no way out.
Mm.
Some feel like failures. And that's what the world, that's what the enemy wants you to do, think, you know. Some feel super stressed out.
No, boy.
Amen. I think I read to you last week. It says, we're too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, especially when you're serving Him,
mm-hmm,
and you're doing what He wants you to do. It says, mm-hmm, some feel like, listen, giving up. Some feel like quitting.
Mm.
Well, He didn't put us here to lose. He didn't put us here to quit.
That's it.
Amen. He put us here to be winners and champions for Him.
Yes.
But you're not going to do it. You know, feeding on the Word. Mm-hmm. Feeding on the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can be winners and champions by feeding on the Word of God. Yeah. And staying full. Amen. Yeah. We have a wonderful vehicle out there, you know, and they do great things for us. And they take us where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you don't put no fuel in that car, or in a truck, or in a vehicle, it ain't going to take you anywhere.
That's it.
We need to stay full of the Word.
Yes.
Don't let your cup run dry.
Just
full to overflowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're going to use the Word to make this day a God-free day.
Yes.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Give it all to Him. You're going to keep hearing that. Give it all to Him. Cast it on Him. In 1 Peter 5, 7 through 9 says this. Easy to reverse says, give all your worries to who? To Him. Because why? Because He cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
Control yourself and be carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful. Since the devil is your enemy.
Yes.
You hear this. They only have one enemy. His name is devil. Amen. The Bible tells us. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat.
Yes.
9 says, refuse to follow the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice.
Yes.
Refuse to follow this world. Amen. Renew your mind to the things with the Word of God. Amen. Just refuse to follow the devil. Remember, if you give him a ride, he wants to drive. And he's going to drive you. But he's going to drive you the wrong way. Amen. So stand strong in your faith. And the only way you can do that is by staying full of the Word.
Yes.
And living according.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your words, watch your actions, and live according to what the word tells you. Says you know that your brothers and sisters all over the world are having the same sufferings that you have.
Mm.
All over the world. They're going through the same things. They're being attacked the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the same problems. These problems, these cares, these anxieties, these worries, they're the same across the world. So you know how to deal with it? You get in the Word and use the Word and attack it with the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. So praise God. And of course the New King James says casting all your cares on Him. Why? For He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. You know how he knows who to devour?
Uh-huh.
It's your words.
Yeah.
You're confessing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of confessing the bad things, the negative things, confess the right things.
Yes.
Amen. Speak life, not death. Proverbs then tells you that death and life are in the power of the tongue, in the power of the words you speak.
Yeah.
So speak the right things. You know what? If you think the wrong things, don't mean that you got to speak them.
That's
if
it.
You think them, don't mean you didn't say it, you didn't do anything.
Hmm.
But what you need to do is renew your mind so you don't think those things. I don't receive that. Don't line up with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just rebuke it and it'll go.
Amen.
But if you speak it, you're going to suffer the consequences, or you're going to speak the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. So praise God. He knows who to attack because you're confessing the wrong things. He knows you're opening the door. He don't even have to knock. He don't even have to knock it down. He's just going to walk in because of what you said. Well, I had to say it. No, you didn't have to say it.
No, you didn't.
I'm sure Jesus could have said a whole lot of negative things, but he didn't, and he never sinned. So, and he's our greatest example. And if we want to copy somebody, imitate him. Copy him, not the world.
Amen.
Amen. Just because they go around saying it don't mean I have to be like a parrot and just repeat everything they say. I say, man, that's not for me. I'm not saying it. Amen. And be a God pleasing, not a people pleasing. I'm not trying to impress no man. No. So praise God. Number 9 says, resist him. You resist him. And you can do all things through him. It says, stand fast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. They're going through the same thing. So you know what?
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this before. There's no distance in prayer. Say, Lord, help my brothers and sisters overseas. Bless them, Lord. Give them the strength they need. Bless them with a wonderful day.
Yes.
Amen. So rebuke the enemy.
Amen.
When you rebuke him, he's got to go.
Yeah.
So that's 1 Peter. Now Psalms 55 and 22. Easy to read version says, give your worries to who? To the Lord.
Yes.
He says, cast it on me. Why are you still holding on to him? And he will care for you. Says he will never let those who are good be defeated.
Yes.
King James says, New King James says, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
Amen.
Amen. So he honors his word. And Amplified says, cast your burden on the Lord. Release it. Amen. How do you release it? You let it go.
Yeah.
Speak it out. Let it go. Give it to him.
Yeah.
And it will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, to slip, to fall, and fail. If you're failing, it's not because of him.
That's it.
Amen. He wants you to win. He wants you to be a winner and a champion and an overcomer.
Yeah.
So he don't want you to slip. If you're slipping and if you're failing, it's not because of him.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So you know what? You lost and you've been going through all these bad things. Jesus already paid the price.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Or if you know, if you're running from God, you're saved, and you're running from God and doing your own thing, it's time you rededicate your life back to him.
Yeah.
And get up and say, well, you know, I can do better with Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So get cast your worries on the Lord because he cares for you. He will never let those who are good be defeated.
That's it.
Amen. There's beautiful ways of presenting Jesus, our Savior, as a sin. Listen. He's a sin, he's a trash, he's a garbage collector.
Mm.
He says, just give it to him.
Yes.
How he cleans us and takes our garbage of sin so that we can be clean to serve him and fulfill our mission. He says, give it to me. Amen. He defeated sin. He defeated Satan. He defeated this world. And Satan is a defeated foe.
Yes.
Amen. Says, how can we take our garbage of sin and shame, heavy bags of regrets, and cast it on the landfill of forgiveness?
Mm.
He says he forgives and forgets. We need to do the same thing because the battlefield is the mind, and he's going to bring it to your mind. He's going to bring it to you all the time. But you got to be able to say, you know what? He dropped the charges. He forgave and he forgot. He forgave and forgot. So I need to do the same thing. Forgive and forget. It's already in that landfill. It says landfill of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Jesus has done his part.
Yeah.
Jesus has done this for us. Taking all our old baggage of sin and exchanging it for a new start, a new beginning, and a new life.
Amen.
And you know what? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, when anyone is in Christ, he is what? A whole new world. Since the old things are gone, suddenly everything is new. The King James says, therefore, if anyone, and then anyone is me, amen, is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It's called a new birth. I am born again. Amen. I am born again. And so are you. If you confess that you're born again, the old is gone, the new is in. So start living for Him. And start and press on. Amen. And go and do for Him. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, our Savior, has taken all our garbage on His shoulders and still stands. Amen. He took it all at the cross. Everything was put on Him.
Mm-hmm.
And He defeated all that. And now we can press on. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. John 3:16 says, says, for this is how God loved the world. We're talking about people. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you go, there's people. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him should, will not perish but have eternal life.
Yes.
King James, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whoever, Jose, put your name there, believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes. You're going to have everlasting life. You watching, you listening. You're going to have everlasting life.
Yes.
But where you spend that everlasting life is up to you.
Mm.
If you've confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, you're going to live an everlasting life with Him in heaven. And He says, you know, this is not my home. Heaven is my home, and I'm just passing through.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my home. I'm passing through on my way to heaven.
Amen.
Because I've confessed Him as the Lord and Savior. But if you have not confessed Him as Lord and Savior, you've chosen to go to hell and spend all your everlasting life in hell. But the choice is yours. So you know what? If you haven't, now's time. You're watching, you're listening. It's best that you confess Him now as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And make the right decision. Don't regret it later.
That's
and don't try to hold back, you know, be ashamed or try to please people. You confess Him as your Lord and Savior and live forever with Him in heaven. Praise God. It says Jesus showed His agape love.
Yes.
What is His agape love? His agape love is unconditional love.
Yes.
For us, how? He paid the price.
Yes.
He paid the price. He paid the price. Amen. So give it all to Him. Cast it on Him. Life brings to us circumstances that causes anxieties, worries, cares, problems, troubles, fears, and panic attacks on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you know what? You can overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
You can overcome that by receiving Him and confessing the Word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Emotions can run very high at some point. And loss of control can happen due to carrying these extra weights, extra cares around with you. But Matthew 11:28-30 says this, New Living Translation says, then Jesus says, come to Me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Amen. So you don't run to the bar. And that's to kill you. It's not going to help you. Or getting drunk ain't going to help you. Because when you come off, you're drunk, you know what? You're still going to have the same problems. Amen. Or you take whatever pill or smoke, whatever you smoke. But you know what? When you get back in the right sense, you're still going to have those problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Says, I will give you rest. And we need that rest. Amen. 29 says, take My yoke upon you. Let Me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. You will find rest for your souls. And 30 says, for My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Remember, He cannot give you anything bad.
That's it.
Because there's nothing bad in heaven to give you.
That's it.
He don't give you no sickness. There's no sickness in heaven to give you. It was all put on Jesus.
Amen.
And He's telling us what to do. But you got to open the Word and get in the Word. When you know the Word, you know the truth. And the truth is home. Set you free. But you have to get it in you and confess it.
Amen.
Amen. So praise God. Matthew, King James says, 11:28-30 in the King James, New King James says, come to Me. Me is capitalized. Jesus is speaking. It says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. You go learn from Him, not from anybody else, the world, or go to a bar and you learn from somebody else. You know, no. I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Mm-hmm. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes.
Amen. They say enough. Know the truth again, it'll set you free.
Yes.
Know what the word says and confess the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just good to know the word, you have to confess it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to set you free. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Set your priorities right. Matthew 6, 31 through 34. In the NIV, in the New King James, said, well, the NIV says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall eat, or what shall we drink?
Yeah.
Or what shall we wear? And 32 says, for all of these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Says, but seek what? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You go to Him. You don't have to go nowhere else.
That's it.
Amen. He'll supply all your needs. Amen. That's what the word says. And 34 says this, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about next year.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
Yes.
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
That's for sure.
Amen. So trust in Him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, we're not going to finish this. That's okay. It says, how can we believers enjoy a happy and joyful life? By casting all your cares upon Him on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
So you can stay in control and not be out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Speak to your cares, your mountains, your giants, whatever it is. Then don't let them talk back to you. Amen. Don't let the world, don't let the cares and all these things talk to you. You speak to them and let them know, my God is bigger.
Yes.
Amen. My God is bigger. And I'm confessing my God is greater. He is greater. He is who is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And we're talking about the enemy. Amen. The devil. I can do, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't forget that. The greater one is in you.
Yes.
Amen. The greater one is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the greater one in you and you have the word of God in you, you speak it out.
Yes.
Amen. And you're going to be a winner and a champion. And the Lord is coming for him.
Amen.
And all these things, you know, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, resist these cares, and they got to go.
Yes.
They flee from you.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, an easy to read button, it says, The Spirit God gave us does not make us afraid. The Spirit is the source of power and of love and of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
New King James says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God must have put this fear on me. No, there's no fear. It says, but of power, love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. And I'll be closing with this. We're not finished, but we'll close with this. Remember, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the mountain is, whatever them walls are, whatever them chairs are, God is bigger. Amen. I don't have to go to the drugstore. I don't have to go to a club or a bar or somewhere, you know, to overcome these things. Again, when you come off your high or your drug, you're still going to have these problems. Since God is bigger than any problem. So again, magnify God and not the problem.
Amen.
Amen. So praise God. And in closing for now,
yeah.
Amen, I just want to remind you, give it all to Jesus. Why are you still holding on to it? I don't know.
Mm.
But you know, if God sacrificed His Son and Jesus went and paid the price and took all these things,
mm-hmm.
why are you holding on to Him? He's already told us to cast it on Him.
Don't
hold it on anymore. Don't keep it anymore. You know, again, I've said this many times, but when you take your trash to the dumpster, or you take your trash to the trash can, you dump it in there and it stays there. It's yucky. You don't take it back.
No.
So if we give it to Him and we bring it to Him and give it, why do we take it back? When He says, cast it on me, leave it there, I know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know. I've got a mission for you, and you're not going to fulfill it with all the extra cares and weights on you.
That's it.
I want you to be carefree when you go and do what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Be strong in Him. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things. I, Jose, you put your name there, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength every time I step out. He's with you. He says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. We forget about Him, but you know, wherever you go, He's right there with you.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even call on Him, but we need to, because He's there. He didn't walk away from us, we walked away from Him.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm going to read this to you because we're going to give it to Him. And listen to this, Psalms 23. Mm-hmm. Says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Mm-hmm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for You are with me. Mm-hmm. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Mm-hmm. You know, each and every day, you dedicate, you commit yourself to Him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to serve You, Lord. And you know what? He's going with you. Says, even though, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. Mm-hmm. And there's something, You prepare a table in presence of all these enemies that are coming with You.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems. I have no fears. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over.
Yeah.
Make sure your cup is always running over.
Mm-hmm.
Get that word in you until it overflows. Yeah. Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So there's power. The word of God tells you there's power in His word.
Yeah.
So if your words are powerful, speak the right things. Be positive. Says 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You that are listening, you're watching, if you never confess Him, you know now is the time.
Amen.
Don't let another day go by.
Yes.
All you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Turn my life. Be my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
If you're running from Him and you've confessed Him before, rededicate yourself back to Him. Lord, I confess everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And press on. He wants you to press on. Mm-hmm. Get up. Press on. Go to a Bible-based church where they teach the Word of God. And get yourself in there. And start learning the Word again. Get in there. Read the Word. Get the Word in you.
Amen.
And then open your Bible and spend time with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Rededicate yourself back to Him, you know. And you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to get up, press on.
Yes.
And do what He's called you to do.
Amen.
He didn't take His calling from you. We just stopped.
Yeah.
Amen. So you know what? He's called you to go out and do for Him.
Yes.
Amen. Be His minister of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Be His ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You represent Him.
Yeah.
Amen. So if He didn't take His calling from you, we just stop. Well, it's time you get busy for Him and start serving Him, committing yourself, surrendering yourself back to Him.
Amen.
And doing all these things for Him. Amen. So it's time. Give it back to Him. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body? I confess this all the time. By Jesus Christ, I am healed.
Yes.
I receive no malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning to perfection the way He made it for me. Amen. So just remember that. There's no sickness in your heaven to give you that He can give you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
So sickness, I don't receive you.
That's it.
Amen. I command you to leave you and go. I don't receive you in Jesus' name. I am well, I am healed, and by His stripes, I am healed. Amen. So praise God. And it's time again.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Says if you're watching, listening, if you'd like to give your tithe and offering, you still can. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and press that donate button. If you mail it in, NBC PO Box 252, Walker, Texas 79843, and for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. So God loves you, and we love you. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Bring it on.